Keep your attention then to the lessons from God's Word for this Mission Festival today. We're going to look, first of all, at the Old Testament book of Jeremiah in chapter 14. Sometimes in the Old Testament, when we think about the Old Testament, maybe we think just simply about the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, and we don't think about maybe outreach or mission work. But even in the Old Testament, God made sure that His people understood they were to be a light, a beacon, a proclaimer of that good news, of that Savior that was to come. Jeremiah speaks of that in chapter 16, starting at verse 14. There, Jeremiah records, "However, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when men will no longer say, 'As surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt,' but they will say, 'As surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites out of the land of the north, and out of all the countries where he had banished them. For I will restore them to the land I gave their forefathers. But now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them. After that I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and from the crevices of the rocks. My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes. I will repay them double for their wickedness and their sin, because they have defiled my land with the lifeless forms of their vile images, and have filled my inheritance with their detestable idols. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in time of distress, to you the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, 'Our fathers possessed nothing but false gods, worthless idols that did them no good. Do men make their own gods? Yes, but they are not gods. Therefore I will teach them. This time I will teach them my power and might. Then they will know that my name is the Lord.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Take your hymnal now and open to page 149. The psalm, once again, is 149. Psalm 149, page 149. Our second lesson this morning comes from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy. We'll start there at chapter 2, verse 1. The Apostle Paul calls on Timothy especially to lead the people in prayer and encourage them also to continue to pray for the things that God calls on us to do, especially reaching out with that good news. Paul says, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people, the testimony given in its proper time. And for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle, I am telling the truth, I'm not lying, and a teacher of the true faith to the Gentiles." Our second lesson. For our gospel acclamation today on page 161, let's use God's word as our refrain. Let us now rise to show our respect for the gospel. Our gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. We'll read there at verse 13. We kind of don't usually think of maybe Jesus' Sermon on the Mount as a mission effort, but it certainly is when Jesus talks about us as being salt and light in the world. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise
be to you, Lord. May be seated. Our sermon hymn then today is number 908. 908.